Hi, it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. But first, I need to talk to all of you artists, bloggers out there. If you have a blog that has been maybe floundering a little bit, maybe you don't like the way it looks, or you don't know what to write anymore, or maybe you might like to have some more blog readers, well, we would like to help you. Cynthia Morris and I teach the blog triage class, which helps artists get and maintain a healthier blog, and it is coming up right around the corner. Just 30 lucky artist bloggers will join us for this adventure, this month-long focus on your blog, and I hope you're one of them. To see more about the class, go to artbizcoach.com/classes and do that soon because, again, we limit it to just 30 people. And speaking of blogging, today's topic includes blogging. I want to talk to you about promoting your exhibit or event. Because whenever you have an exhibit opening or a similar event, you can't expect to send one thing in the mail and have an impact, although I know a lot of people do. People typically have to see the same information multiple times in multiple ways before they'll act on it. So here are 7 steps that you can take to get the word out early and often about your event. 1. Start blogging, tweeting, and Facebooking about the event as soon as it's set. On your blog, for example, you might first post about the event details in an announcement. Then you can mention it once a week in the context of other posts. Your messages shouldn't be too focused on promotion. Instead, your goal is just to keep the event in the forefront of your readers' minds. Here's step number 2. If your event is out of town, search for bloggers and artists on Facebook. People who are in that area where you're going. Send them personal messages saying that you're going to be in their towns. It is a lot more fun to travel for business when you're going to know others at your destination. 3. 1 to 2 months out, send a save the date notice and an email message to those who have opted in for your email list. 4. 1 month out, post the details as an event on Facebook and LinkedIn. 5. 2 weeks out, send a postcard invitation to your mailing list with all of the event details. Remember with your messages that you are inviting people, not commanding them, to attend. I think we forget sometimes to issue polite invitations rather than commands. 6. 1 week out, start tweeting about the event on Twitter at least once a day. Be careful not to become a pest with it. 7. 2 days prior to the event, send an email reminder. This is what's going to get people there. They'll already know about the event, but that last-minute email reminder will really spur action. Final word, you can't send one announcement to your art event and expect it to be effective. We're all busy people. We need to be reminded. Mix up your delivery methods as described, and you're going to be much more effective with your promotions. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. If you are an artist looking to improve your business skills, go to artbizcoach.com and also consider becoming a fan on Facebook. That's facebook.com/artbizcoach. And for those of you on LinkedIn, we hope you join our vibrant group. Just go to your groups section and look for a group called Art Business. That would be us. We'd love to have you join us.